Ababaka mu parliament ye 12 balonzo mbaka West Budama Central Jacob Maxon Obotho Obot nga speaker wa parliament omujja okudambigere bya Anet Anita Among abadde mu kifo kino mu parliament ye 11 balera bazzeemu okulonda Thomas Taibwa Bangira na kuba deputy speaker nga yamyuka speaker wa parliament ye 12 okulonda kuno okubadde mu lutuula la parliament ye 12 olusookedde ddala olutte mu kisaawe Kololo nga lukubiriziddwa ssaabalamuzi wa Uganda Dr. Flavian Zeija olubadde e Kololo mu kibuga Kampala. Obotho Obot afunye obululu 4 mwana mukamu n'addirwa Paul Mwiro wa NUP n'obululu 6 ate nga Ssenkaggale wa DP Norbert Mao omubaka wa Lalo Peche abuuseyo n'obululu 15 bwokka. Thomas Taibu okuwangula ekifo ky'omumyuka wa Speaker wa Paalamenti afunye obululu 457 n'addirira omubaka Asnas Nyakato wa Hoima City ng'ono afunye obululu 46 ate Sarah Agucho wa Dokolo n'afuna obululu 14. Speaker Jacob Maxon Obotho Obot ye yamye nti wakulwana nnyo okumalawo enguzi mu Paalamenti n'okutereeza ekifaananyi kya Paalamenti y'eggwanga.
My role now is to come before you to ensure that working together the voices of the over 48 million Ugandans who send us here are heard, protected and respected. Honorable colleagues, we are aware of what has been going through. I pledge a corruption-free parliament. Under my leadership, we will cultivate a culture of absolute integrity and zero tolerance to corruption, anchored in President Museveni's clarion call for corruption-free parliament in the next 5 years. Accountability begins with us. In the next 5 years, we will hold the executive and other government bodies accountable. But we must start with ourselves.
Amyuka speaker wa parliament Thomas Taibu ategeza nti parliament ajimanyi bulungi n'ebizibu byayo era neyama atu akolagana n'abantu bonna mu buweereza bwe omuli okulwanyisa obwavu.
As we begin this new chapter of the 12th parliament, I pledge to work with the right honourable speaker and every member of this house with fairness, humility and commitment so that together we can strengthen parliament, deepen democracy and advance the aspirations of our people. As the deputy speaker, it is my duty to support the vision of my elder brother, right honourable Jacob Obotho, the speaker of parliament. If I may tell you this, he has been my unofficial advisor. Now I'm going to be his quiet advisor as a deputy.
Bwabadde ayogerako eri abaka mu kisaawe kya Mefuga e Kololo mu Kampala, President Yoweri Museveni ayogedde kati nti akooye abakulembeza abongoota nti bazizza nnyo eggwanga lino emabega.
So therefore I don't want to hear that there is poverty in a homestead which has not accessed this money if they have the land. I demand this. And anybody who is a minister, if I come to your area and I find that you have not done it, I will sack you. There is no need why, because I'm polite, I don't want to embarrass people. Ministers are mature people. You talk thinking that they will. But if people don't care about their own people, why should I care about them?